Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What can parents do to help their children continue good reading habits over the summer? Let's go in depth with Katie Dreyer with the Pella Public Library. So Katie, it's summer. I presume you're really busy.
We have been, yes. The kids have started to come in. The logs have gone out. We've given away over probably about, for the three different groups, probably about over 600 logs already so far.
So 600 kids participating in the reading program?
So far, yes. 0 to 5th grade, we've probably had over 600 logs been taken. So that's how we measure how many kids are participating in the program. And that doesn't include the teenagers who are reading on their own and turning in those reading slips on their own.
So how many of those are there, ballpark?
Right now, I think we probably have... I think I've seen about 15 kids already turn in reading slips for that. So, and that'll start to come in as the summer goes. Some kids kind of hold off on those and keep those, keep their reading sheets on their own and then turn them in at, towards the end. But typically we have about 65 middle schoolers and high schoolers participate.
Okay, for the older kids, there's no deadline, it sounds like. Is there for the younger kids?
No, the program ends on July 31st okay. For everybody. So the reading slips for the middle schoolers and high schoolers all have to be turned in by 9 p.m. on the 31st so I can figure out how many entries they have into their reading, into the grand prize drawing. And the younger kids, too, we have an ending point of July 31st. Obviously, some people can't get in right away on the July 31st, so if you come in a few days afterwards, that's fine, too.
Okay, but it's not too late for kids.
No, it's not too late at all. No, you can come in and get a log up till July 30th if you want and go home and read as many hours as you can and come back and get a prize. So there's no deadline as to when we no longer have logs available.
Now, you and I both know reading's important. Mm-hmm. How important is it to keep our kids reading?
It is so important. Teachers almost spend 4 to 6 weeks in the fall reteaching and having those students relearn material that they learned the previous year. A muscle, the brain is a muscle, and just like any muscle, it needs to stay active and sharp. And so kids really need to read almost, they say, 2 to 3 hours a week, just so they don't lose those reading skills. Otherwise, they're starting back almost at a month behind where they were at the end of this spring semester this year if they don't read. But even simple as reading is 15 to 20 minutes a day is so beneficial to those kids at the beginning of the fall.
Okay, so we're going to lose some subject matter. That's the nature
right.
of our educational
right.
system. But we don't want to lose anything with respect to our reading
Correct.
Capacity.
Correct. Yeah, the studies show that third graders who can't read at a grade level are 4 times less likely to graduate by 18 than a proficient reader. Reading is a lifelong skill. You need to, those foundations that you learn in kindergarten will help you carry on through your adult life. But reading can also start later in life. I had an uncle who never read, and my mom thought he was illiterate. And after he sold his cattle and had more time, he picked up a book, and now the man reads all the time and sends me recommendations. So you might not pick it up as a kid, but you might pick it up as an adult and truly find the joy and the love of reading later in life, too.
I think that's a wonderful story about
okay.
your uncle.
Okay.
But it's sort of a tragedy to just think what he missed.
Yeah. You know, he didn't read a lot in high school or in elementary, but he was, you know, a farm kid and worked hard on the farm and did all of that, but now reads constantly.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Katie Dreyer with the Pella Public Library about what parents can do to help their children continue good reading habits over the summer. Reading constantly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to get the kids doing all summer long.
Correct. It's just almost, it's just like any chore. I mean, and I don't want reading to be a chore. I want reading to be fun and leisurely. But if it's just in your daily routine of 15 minutes a day, sometime in the morning or at night, just to get those minutes in will help the student so much in the fall. And kids learn by example. If parents pick up a book and are reading, more kids are likely to pick up a book and start reading as well. So we also have programs for adults for reading, summer reading program, just to keep them reading through the summer too.
To me, reading is such a wonderful thing. I mean, it's just to be able to sit down and read is, I don't know, it's this wonderful escape. But I know that it's hard for other people. Their brains are wired a little bit differently, but it's still important, especially for our kids, to teach them to read, to keep them reading, to give them every opportunity that maybe it'll catch a little bit later, mm-hmm. and then they'll love it. Maybe if they don't when they're five, they might when they're nine or when they're 12 or even as adults.
Right. And sometimes it does just take that one book to get them hooked. And that's when I think Harry Potter became very popular, was because it was something different that we hadn't seen in children's literature. The longer book, the story, and how Harry Potter grew, you know, year after year in those books. And that changed a lot of kids' reading, and once they finally found that one book. And that is such a joy for me, is to see those kids who we struggle to find them something that they want to read. And, you know, their parents are frustrated, and I'm trying every book and every suggestion that I can. And sometimes it's a book they find on their own. And that's what changes them. That's what changes their love of reading from being a chore to being a leisurely, fun activity and a lifelong hobby.
Does it matter what they read?
In my opinion, no. They're going to read kids, and it seems, you know, I found that I can suggest a book. And so what I do is I suggest different areas and different authors, and then let the children pick their own. They're more likely to pick it up if they pick it themselves. But there's graphic novels. There are choose your own adventure books that are starting to come back. You know, those were very popular in the early 80s, and those have started to come back for kids. Nonfiction. You know, it's important to just read. And even some kids listening to books on tape, that's a great way too. And I am a huge proponent of reading aloud to your kids. Doesn't matter how old they are. Sit down and have a read aloud at night with your kids. That'll be one of their most favorite memories. I just talked to a couple of former teachers of mine who, one was my first grade teacher and my fourth grade teacher, because went to a small school. And we talked about the read alouds that she read to us and how I still love those books and the joy of hearing those aloud and sharing that with others.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Katie Dreyer with Apella Public Library about what parents can do to help their children continue good reading habits over the summer. You know, I don't even remember teaching my kids to read. I just remember them sitting on my lap and reading, and then before I knew it, they were doing it. Mm-hmm. I didn't make any effort. I don't remember saying, this is an O, you pronounce, I don't remember any of that. I just remember reading, and they just did it. It's like they did it, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Is that common?
For some kids, it is. Some kids, I've heard the term natural reader. They'll just kind of pick it up and go. Others will continue to struggle with it their whole entire life. I have a nephew who really struggles to read. His sister picked it up, no problem. Their mother is an educator. They grew up the exact same way. He really has to work at his reading skills, and he knows it, and he tries very hard. And his sister can pick up pretty much any book and read it. But I think it all depends upon the child, and if reading is part of their their daily activities and their daily life, and if it's important to the parents and getting those books in those kids' hands at an early age. We have a program called 1000 Books Before Kindergarten, where we want kids to start reading as soon as they can, or being read to as soon as they can, because those skills are so just even being read to and holding a book are foundations to being able to read when they get into kindergarten.
And their little brains are different. Some of them are going to
exactly.
pick it up, and some of them aren't. It's going to be more of a struggle. How do we help one, you know, for one of our kids that we want to give every opportunity? What if they have, they struggle? Is there anything that we can do?
We can. Well, you know, obviously the schools help a lot with that. But in the summer, we have early reader books, and where they're just, where they're leveled for what those kids need. And so we try to find the right level for them, that what they're reading now, and then an interest level too. So our early readers have a dot system. So the yellow dot is the earliest, the fewer books, fewer words on a page, and that beginning level. And so we try to figure out what level they're in, and then we try to find something that interests them and to keep that going.
Now, when I was a kid, they said comic books weren't good for us to read. But I think we've learned that now the comic books and the graphic novels, they're just fine, aren't they?
Exactly. There's so many of those that come out anymore. We have tons of the Superman and the Spider-Man and the all of those, and they get checked out just as much. Star Wars is huge in our children's area. And, you know, they're reading. It might not be exactly what a parent wants them to read, because they're used to a chapter book of no pictures and the words all in a row of text, but they're just as important. They're still having, they're using their imagination, they're seeing something else, and reading, and that's the most important.
Well, I liked reading regular books, and I like comic books too, but comic books, there was just something different going on between mm-hmm. the art and the words that, I don't know, almost to me seemed better than just a regular book. I used to like graphics and chapter books too. But
oh, yeah.
The connection between words and art has to be developing our brains, maybe in even a different or better way.
No, I see what you're saying. There's actually Brian Snelsnick has written two or three books where they're almost, I'd say, 600 to 700 pages, but 75% of that is a picture. So it's not a comic book that you're used to where there's blocks and there's the characters are saying text, but the text is intertwined through the pictures, and the pictures tell the story also. And so the kids really have to look at those pictures. You can't skip by them. You really have to look in those pictures and see how the story is progressing along with that. And a lot of kids will come in, especially if they're moving from that early reader section to the chapter books, where they want a picture in their text. And so publishers, I think, are still seeing that. And so there are a few pictures just intertwined into the text. But the Brian Snelsnick ones are almost more, the pictures are very heavily weighted on the story and the continuing of the story of the book.
Well, and it's like sometimes we pick books because of their cover.
Oh,
and the
yes.
art on the cover. I mean, so our brains are engaging even into the adult books that mm-hmm. we read by the art.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you say don't judge a book by its cover, but we all do.
Any other advice that you have for parents wanting to help their kids make the most of the summer and read?
I would say just to have it be enjoyable. Like I said, I don't want it to be a chore, but if you put it into your daily activities and your daily schedule, it just kind of becomes automatic. And that's why we do the summer reading program, because they're getting rewarded for doing something that they hopefully were already doing. So each level has a prize. And then we have different fun activities coming up with the library. We have a science program that's coming up on Tuesday, June 13th at 2 p.m. over in the community center. And so it's a fun way to bring science into everyday things that you do, too.
Well, one of the best things about all of our area libraries, any library that does a good job, is it's a place to get books. But it's also a social space where kids can come together in the summer and have fun and learn. And you know that when a kid walks into a library, something good is going to happen, don't you?
Oh, I do. I totally agree with it. Libraries are no longer what they used to be in the 1950s, where everything had to be quiet and you just came in to get your book and you left. A library is a community center now, and people come in. We have people daily that come in just to read the newspaper and talk to people. We have the daycares come in. We have a lot of families that it's just their routine to come into the library, and we have movies and cake pans now, magazines, books on CD. There's so much more now to a library than just books, and we have programs, we have story times, and this summer we'll have people from the community coming in and talking to the K-5 kids about building a better world. That's the theme of the summer reading program. So we'll have build a better world with art and build a better world with architecture and all different sorts of things like that.
And it's all free.
And it's all free. Everything is free. Yes, it is all free.
Thanks to Katie Dreyer for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.